The House will be in order. The prayer today will be led by Representative James of Dubuque. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Grant Pedersen, a page from Ottumwa.
Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, in your goodness and your generosity, you have given us this amazing land and entrusted it to our care. You have placed in our human hands the welfare of our cities and towns, the hope of families, of young people. You have placed in our human hands the plight of the poor and the oppressed, the orphan, the widow, and the foreigner. And you've charged us to collectively apply our hearts, minds, and strength, and our hands to the greatest challenges that face our neighborhoods, our cities, our state. Humbled by this task, we ask that you fill this day with courage, with wisdom, with humility. Still our anxieties, grant us grace to bear the things that weigh heavy on our hearts. And most importantly, may your mysterious love give us the courage to let kindness and compassion be the foundation from which we act. We pray this in the name of all that is sacred and holy and good and right and just. Amen.
I pledge
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2024 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the child care assistance payments for children who are absent from regular child care days.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2025 by Bowden, a bill for an act related to the internet access by electronic voting equipment.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2026 by Moore and others, a bill for an act exempting all retirement income from the individual income tax, including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2027 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act relating to the Office of State Federal Relations and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2028 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act extending the repeal date of the Iowa Energy Center and specified funding mechanisms associated with the Center for Global and Regional Environmental Research and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2029 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act related to the outdoor education and recreation programs serving youth and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is an area of commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Natural Resources. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would like to take a moment to remember the life of former Representative Robert Dean Fuller. Some of you may have known him as Bob Fuller. He died on Tuesday, January 4th. After a long life, he died at the age of 92. Just a few words about Representative Fuller. He served in the National Guard for 10 years. He was on the Owosso School Board and so many other public service roles, including the Board of Pine Lake Housing, a 4-H leader, a member of the Kiwanis Club, and two terms in the Iowa House of Representatives. He was one of us. In January 1980, he and his wife Arlene were invited to the White House to lunch with the president. So he lived a rich and full life. Nothing more meaningful to him than his daughter Connie and her family, his sons Robert and Richard, 8 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren, and a sister Betty, and his wife Arlene is waiting for him in heaven. So please join me in a moment of silence in honor of former Representative Bob Fuller. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
J- Chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Jacobson. What purpose do you seek the floor?
For purposes of introduction, Mr. Speaker.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today at the Pledge of Allegiance, you saw at the panel there a contingent from Council Bluffs' own Canesville Riders Honor Guard. These are tremendous people. Al Ruby, if you would stand up here right now. Al is accompanied today by his bride, Cindy Ruby. We also have David Deichler to the right on the bench, and James Klupacek with us representing today. Mr. Speaker, the Canesville Riders Honor Guard do momentous corporal and spiritual acts of mercy. They bury deceased servicemen and servicewomen with appropriate military honors that otherwise could not be afforded to them ceremonially, and also some of whom cannot afford to be buried. These people do this no charge, all volunteer, all on their dime. They literally help bury the dead and comfort the mourners. In addition to that, this large contingent just returned from an honor flight to our nation's capital with a nice send-off letter from Governor Reynolds and presence of Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg. In addition, they are at the forefront in our Southwest Iowa area for their programmatic work to combat suicide as a result of PTSD, which is a significant problem where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, please a warm welcome for our great veterans and their families, the Canesville Riders Honor Guard.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Moore, for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an announcement and an introduction, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery, I'd like to invite you all to the first floor rotunda at 11 a.m. today as Governor Reynolds signs a proclamation recognizing January as Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and presenting 5 outstanding anti-trafficking service awards recognizing Iowans for their commitment to eradicating the crime of sex and labor trafficking. Following the award, Secretary Pate will launch a new anti-trafficking campaign, and I hope you can all join us at 11 a.m. in the rotunda. Now, it gives me great personal pleasure to introduce 3 very special guests. In my area, we have a 2,500 employee Arconic Alcoa plant that makes products for automobiles, aluminum products, and aircraft. It's one of the major employers in my area. They're all good jobs. They're high-paying jobs. They're great community partners, and I'm very pleased to have some of their corporate executives here today. I'd like to introduce Matt Reel. Matt is Director of Government Affairs. He's out of Cleveland, Ohio. John Riches is here with us today. John has been a longtime friend of mine. He's Communications and Public Relations Manager for the plant in Bettendorf, Riverdale. And Marguerite Tomlin. Marguerite is Internal Communications Specialist. And please join me in giving them a great House welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of 3 be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the motion is adopted. And the chair, the speaker appoints such committee, the gentleman from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell, the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon, and the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jurdy, on behalf of the House. Will the committee retire performance duties? At this point in time, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.